Hello, I'm Detective Inspector Martin McLean of Police Scotland's Major Investigation Team. The Major Investigation Team is investigating the murder of Alexander Duncan, whose body was found within his flat at 3 Flat 10 Primrose Street in the Loch End area of Edinburgh around about tea time on Sunday the 19th of April. We know Mr Duncan was in the Marksman Bar around about tea time on Thursday the 16th of April. We're very keen to build a comprehensive timeline of his movements from when he left the Marksman Bar until the time that his body was found on Sunday. We know Mr Duncan was in the company of two ladies in the Marksman's Bar. We know who these people are, but members of the public might have seen him with those two ladies, perhaps as he made his way home. So as I say, we're keen for anybody who has seen him throughout that time to come forward. We're also keen for anybody who might have seen anybody acting suspiciously in and around 3 Primrose Street, whether outside the stair or within the common stair, again from Thursday evening right through till Sunday at tea time, and that would include through the day or night, and whether male or female.
How much do we know about him as a character?
Mr Duncan is well known in the local community. He goes by the nickname of Addy. He's lived in this area for a number of years, since at least 2011, and he's lived in the north of Edinburgh for the majority part of his life. I should highlight his description to help members of the public. On Thursday, certainly, he was wearing a burgundy or maroon zip-up blouson jacket with a dark grey ribbed cardigan. He had quite a distinctive and brightly coloured red shirt with white stripes on underneath the cardi, and he had dark denim jeans on and a pair of dark navy blue Fila trainers with a white distinctive foam bumper sole. He's 5'7" in height, slim build. He has brown but receding greying hair, and he's of slighter slim build.
You say he's well known in the local community. Is that because he frequents the bars around
here? He does frequent the bars, as many people do, but he's also lived here for quite a period of time, and so obviously he becomes known to people just through the course of living here.
That must be easier for you guys to build up that picture of what people have been giving you.
Well, we never take anything for granted, and the bottom line is I would encourage anybody who think they might have something, even though they think that somebody else might have come forward already, to please come forward. They may hold some important piece of information that we don't yet have, and it's always safer to err on the side of the caution. We never assume that we've got too much information.
And finally, you mentioned that he had one significant injury. Is there anything more you can tell us?
I can't give any more information at this stage regarding the injuries that he suffered.
Okay, but you're sure it's murder? And
we're absolutely certain that this is a case of murder.
Okay.